Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Help me to wait and not to fall. Help me to stay while you make me strong on top of the day. Now, I want to pick up on something Hallie mentioned right there in the launching pad, which is it's worth going back to. So we read through the topic. Person says, when I was in my madness, I just did what I wanted to do. Really? You just wanted to go down to Cook County, stay there for a few months, see how things were going down there? Just my choice. Just wanted to see the back of this squad car. Thought maybe falling down in this alley and going to sleep would be comfortable. That's just, you know, my choice. Totally what I wanted to do. Just thought these pants would fit a little better if I urinated all over the front of them. Just these are just random examples. Not being specific to anyone, but everybody has got to listen to somebody. When you were in your madness, when the police rolled up, you did what the police told you to do. When maybe someone in an opposition neighborhood said, you know what, it'd be if you want to stay undead, it would be a real good idea not to come into this neighborhood anymore. All of a sudden, you just decided you weren't that interested in being in that neighborhood anymore. Funny how that works. The only difference about obedience in your madness is you go through that extra step to convince yourself it's your idea. We all know those people who just say, why don't you go there? I don't like them over there anymore. Did it have anything to do with him throwing you out on your ear? Well, that maybe a little bit, but mainly it's the me not liking them thing. That's the difference between obedience and manipulation, right? The person asked a very important question. I think we don't get enough of this attitude in a lot of church service. Said, what's the big deal with obedience? Why is God interested in me obeying? That is exactly the right question to ask about obedience. Here's the important thing about that. If you ask that, you may get an answer. That's very important. Yes. I think one of the reasons we are all we bristle a little bit at obedience, which makes sense, is we've all obeyed people, been in positions where we had to obey people who didn't have our best interest at heart, who that why, there was a bad answer. It could have been family members, people we're in relationships with, authority figures, institutional people. The why, wait, anybody ever get the because I said so? Yeah. That's the statement of someone who does not have a good answer for that. But obeying God is different. God does have reasons. He wants you to obey things. Exact things we mentioned in the launching pad. God wants you to become something. He wants you to get somewhere. He wants you to have a better life than you are having. The way you get there is by doing the things God tells you. That's all obedience is doing what someone tells you to do. Now, there's this middle step we leave out a lot of times of evaluating what someone tells us. That's still obedience. It's the doing or the not doing. We get obedience mixed up with, I think the best word we can use for it is compliance. That person who's just real excited about following the rules. I don't trust that person. I don't want to hang out with that person. That person is just real into whatever anyone else tells me to do. I'm on top of it. I cannot relate to that person. I can relate to the grousing and the grumbling, and there's no idea what he's talking about, I don't know, but you got to do it anyway. You obey because there's a reason. Here's the biggest problem in everyday life we at the Bridge hear with people having with obedience. You know, I go to this job, and this dude just wants me to push a broom like I work for him. Does he sign the paycheck? Well, yeah. What's the problem? Are you like, did we miss out? Are you the CEO, and he just misunderstands and hands you a broom? No, I'm the custodian. I want to understand where you're coming from, friend, but I'm going to need more of an explanation than that. Because they didn't go to that next step, right? Just someone tells me what to do, I don't want to do that. Well, let's think about this for just a second. You got to be in this building for 8 hours, no matter what. And this dude is the one who decides whether or not you keep getting a paycheck. So why not just push the broom? But if you go to that, you have to go to that next level. Why do they want me to obey? Now, maybe there are family members. Maybe there are people in the neighborhood. Maybe there are people in your life who the reason they want you to do what they're trying to get you to do is all about them and you don't get anything out of it. That's not a person you should be obeying. But you got to ask those questions, right? That's when we get caught up. There's two guys in the Bible. Let's say a quick little couple stories out of the Bible. There's two guys after Jesus is going to be arrested. He's going to Jerusalem. This is a lot of what if you're around it, if you're a church service Easter, a lot of what they're talking about, Good Friday and Easter. And there's one guy, Peter, who says, let's do it. I'm going to follow you everywhere. I wouldn't dream of it. And that's the dude who ends up denying Christ, they say, three times. And Jesus has words with Brother Peter. And they're so bad, they ain't even in the Bible. There's two or three times where it just says, and he talked to Peter. And then we just skip to the next thing. There's another dude, Thomas, you've probably heard of, who he was not excited. He did not think this was a good idea. His comment was, well, I guess we're just all going to go die with him. Great. And he went. And you know, if you've heard the term doubting Thomas, when Jesus raised, he's the one who says, if I put my hands in the nail holes, fine. And Jesus shows up and says, here you go. No harsh words, no rebuke, no being offended. Just you asked why you should believe, why you should follow. I'll tell you. And the same thing Thomas and Peter have in common is they both went on to obey. But they had these different paths there. I think we get too caught up in what the attitude of obeying looks like. What that jumping around and, you know, being excited and I can't wait to follow the rules. None of us have that. None of us got to this room by having that attitude. Everyone on this stage included. But that's not what obedience is. Obedience starts with admitting that God knows and you don't. Now, sometimes you got to ask the questions. You have to go back. You have to reinforce that to yourself. And all of that's fine. God's not afraid of that. But we have to understand that everybody is obeying someone. I think Glenn's told this story before, but it's one of our favorites, a news story. Right when President Obama got elected, he was doing a press conference. And I guess when he was a senator and on the campaign trail, they had brought his wife's mother with them to kind of watch the kids while they're doing campaign stuff. And he's inaugurated. I think it was actually at Grant Park. They just stopped. And some reporter asked him, will your mother-in-law be moving into the White House with you? And this man, who had just been elected leader of the free world, is about to be given nuclear arms codes, is in charge of the biggest country in the world, said, whoa, whoa, whoa. It sounds like you are assuming I tell my mother-in-law what to do. And you are going to get me in all kinds of trouble with that talk. So why don't you just settle down? Nobody doesn't answer to anyone. That doesn't exist. Who do you answer to and why do you answer to them? I think some of these other passages are pre-up this, but there's a verse in the Bible that says, you are either a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. The only difference is sin lets you think it's your idea. And that's the ultimate manipulation. I don't know if anybody in this room, maybe in a previous life, ever got really good at manipulating people. But there's no buzz on manipulating someone like when you get them to do what you want them to do and they think it's their idea. A lot of us have been outside with the trash going, I didn't want to bring out the trash. What happened here? How did I get to this place? She worked the voodoo on me. What was that? But that's the thing, the obedience, the asking the questions. There's a thing. What's the big deal with obedience? That's the last point I want to make here. That's a good question to ask, and it's a good question to ask God. God wants to take you somewhere, wants to build you up and take you places, and you got to acknowledge he knows more than you and go to those places with him. Here's the thing you don't have to do. You're not going to hear this in church a lot. You actually don't have to have a good attitude about it. Hopefully you will develop a good attitude along the way. And the more, as the Bible says, as you taste and see that he is good, you will start moving in those ways, start giving more credit. But Jesus tells this parable. This is Matthew 21. This is Jesus talking. He says, what do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work today in the vineyard. Vineyard's where they pick grapes for winemaking. That's being outside all day in the hot sun picking grapes. It's terrible work. And I don't know if anybody ever cut the grass. We know when your father at, you ain't getting paid for that. All right, son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, I will, sir, because you know he did it in that voice. But he did not go. Which of those two did what his father wanted? The crowd answered him. Well, the first one obeyed. He had a bad attitude about it. He didn't want to do it. He tried to get out of doing it, but he obeyed because he realized that his father was asking him to do something that was good for him. Now, the second kid had a great attitude, big smile on his face, made the father feel good about himself, didn't do it. I think where we get tripped up is say, I can't be happy about obeying, therefore I'm not even going to try to do it. God's not asking you to be happy about it. He's asking you to admit to yourself that maybe the reason we are all in this, in the messes we are in, is because we tried obeying ourselves. And now we're here. So maybe, just maybe, it's time to give something else a shot. When God wants you to obey because he wants what's best for you. He doesn't want to boss you around. He doesn't want to make you do things you don't want to do. He wants what's best for you. And obedience is the way to get there. Amen? Amen. All right, welcome up, Craig.